We thank all of you for being here tonight. You know, so oftentimes when the song leader selects songs that for our evening worship or even for morning worship sometimes, we don't really get together and try to plan out everything, and certainly tonight is the case where the songs complement the lesson I'm going to share with you. We do have to be still and know God. In the book of Psalms 81, verse 1 through 16, David, in this particular passage, is trying to convey unto the children of Israel their need to stay connected to God, to be still and know God. People often say, I've heard them say many, many times, I have need of certain things in life. It may be food, it may be clothing. It may be better health. It may be a mate that you're searching for, seriously. Could be anything. Shelter. Sometimes our prayers go unanswered because we don't truly believe that God will answer our request. But in Psalms 81, David conveys unto us that God has answered our prayer. The Israelites turned away from God and from his plan numerous times, but God continued to rescue them wherever they were. Have you ever thought about or to stop to really consider how many times in the Bible God says that he will meet our needs? The Apostle Paul said that all of our needs are met in Christ Jesus our Lord. We all remember the book of Psalms, chapter 23, where David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, we often talk about him being our shepherd and how he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death, but sometimes for some reason or another, we forget that little phrase, "I shall not want." God supplies every need that we have. Everything that you have in this world is because God has given it to you. And I hear people say, well, I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. I am what I am because of a lot of hard work. Now, I'm not negating the fact that you work hard and that you're very entrepreneuring and that you're an individual who's very eager to get things done and do a lot in your life. But I'm telling you, had it not been for Almighty God, you wouldn't have a thing. Now, in the book of Psalms 81 and verse 16, David said he should have fed them. Now, notice what he's saying. If they had been faithful to me, he would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey out of a rock, should I have satisfied thee. Psalms 37 and verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. David said on one occasion, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. You might stop and think, maybe you're not walking uprightly. Maybe that's the reason God isn't blessing you, as perhaps you feel that he ought to bless you. I like the reading of Psalms 103, verse 1 through 6. Again, the sweet singer of Israel said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities and healeth all of thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Now I want to say something to you tonight that might sound a little strange to you. Have you ever thought about the fact that God has protected you? As this passage says many, many times. Maybe you could have been in a wreck and you prayed that morning, God, keep me safe this day, and God kept you safe that day. Did you stop to thank God that he kept you safe? You know, we just kind of take that for granted. We say, well, I was driving defensively and I didn't have a wreck today. Or I was driving defensively and, you know, I didn't have any problems at all. Did you stop to consider the fact that you may have been in a horrible accident had you not prayed that prayer that morning? God, help me, deliver me from any kind of problem that might hurt me today or my loved ones. Have you ever thought about the fact that you had food on your table today simply because you prayed and said, God, thank you, and thank you for blessing me? And you were like David who said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Now, I really believe God does answer our prayer. And I'm here to tell you tonight that we wouldn't be anything without God Almighty. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Bible teaches us that God promises the best for His children. But now, let me share something with you. A lot of people say, well, I don't know why I'm not as blessed as someone else. Let me ask you a question. If you were blessed with a lot of financial gain, and another brother was blessed with good health, what would you choose? What would you think would be better? Have a lot of money or to have good health? Most of us would say good health. But a lot of times, people that are blessed with a lot of money don't have good health. God doesn't bless us in the same way. His blessings are not for every person in the same way. Now, the Lord wants to show us amazing things that He has planned, but sometimes we actually focus so much on doing for ourselves that we can't hear His voice. It's like that song says, be still and know that I am God. It is important for us to listen to God so that we don't miss an answer. Now, I've told you before, I don't believe that God speaks in an audible way. Now, some might argue that point, but He's never spoken to me in an audible way. I think if He did and I were shaving some morning, I'd lacerate my face. But I think God does speak to our hearts. I believe that God, as I've told you many times, puts it in our hearts when we pray and we ask God for a certain answer. I believe that God will put it within our hearts and within our minds, the answer that we seek. It is important to listen to God. Now, let me ask you a question. What are the requirements for getting our needs met? Now, think about this one. What are the requirements laid down in this book we call the Holy Bible for us to get our needs met? Do you realize that God addresses every issue that we are confronted with every day? You know how He says that we get our needs met concerning daily substance or food? He says we pray about it. Do you remember in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus taught the disciples to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And in that prayer, He said, give us this day our daily bread. You may say, well, I work for my bread. I earn my bread. But God could have seen to it you didn't get it. It's like He said here in the book of Psalms 103, I would have given them the best wheat had they followed my word. God is the one who puts food on your table, folks. God is the one who blesses you with physical sustenance. And when it comes to health, didn't David also say in his word that He healeth all of thy diseases? You pray about it. And like I told you, I'm not saying that God answers prayer for everybody in the same way. That, if that were the case, nobody would ever get sick and nobody would ever die. But I'm going to tell you, I believe it is prayer that moves the hand of Almighty God. Now, what are the requirements for us to receive the blessings of God? Number one, you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. Sometimes we agonize and we wrestle with a lot of things in our life every day. I'm serious about it. We all do it. And sometimes we just keep trying to figure it out, and sometimes we try to work out a solution ourselves, and then if that doesn't work, we go to someone else and try to get them to help us work out a solution, and you never ever really go to God and just simply ask God. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. Now there's a little kicker here, and I want you to listen to this. For in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 2, James bears something here that is extremely important. He writes and he says, you do not have because you do not ask. Now, if you were reading that in the King James Version, it would read something like this. You have not because you ask not. Do you know many of the things that God really wants to give to us are there for the asking? They are. And the Bible says if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. I think sometimes we are so vague. We are. Appreciated Marty's prayer a moment ago. The specific nature of it. But you know what? Sometimes we are so general when we pray. We are. We just say, God bless us. And some reason or another, I feel that God is up there saying, okay, how? How do you want to be blessed? Sometimes when we say, God, thank you for all your blessings. Sometimes I wonder if God does, and I hear people say, there are just too many that we can't enumerate on them. But sometimes I think it's wonderful, and I think it's imperative that we enumerate on them. What if your kids came to you one day and said, thank you, Mom and Daddy, for being so good. And you had gone out of your way to do nice things for them. And you talked about, I hear people say this all the time, don't look at me like you're stone face here tonight. You know what I'm talking about. And they show no gratitude, no depth of thanksgiving for what you do. How does it make you feel? I can tell you how it makes you feel. I've heard people say, well, I know I'm supposed to ask, but where do I begin and where do I stop? Are there certain things I can ask for and certain things that I can't ask for? I think as long as we ask within the will of God, it's okay. Now, let me ask you this. Some people say, well, is it all right for me to pray for a car? Sure, it's all right to pray for a car. If it's not all right to pray for one, you don't need to be driving one. It's all right to pray for a car. Nothing wrong with that. If it is a need that you have, consider the fact that God blesses far and above our needs. Wouldn't it be a miserable world if God just gave us just what we need? Have you ever thought about it? The fact that God gives us much more than we need. Notice in that Psalms 23, he says, my cup overflows. He said, I've got more than I need. That's what he's saying. My cup is overflowing. And think about what Jesus said in the book of Luke. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down, overflowing. Overflowing shall he give into your bosom. When we give according how God has blessed us. God does it in a big, big way. Is it right to pray for a spouse? As long as you don't have one. It would be inappropriate for you to pray for one if you've got one. I've heard people say, well, you just don't know the spouse that I live with. Well, God knows about it. And he knows the spouse that your spouse lives with. I prayed for a spouse. She did too, but look who she got. It's not wrong to pray. Sometimes people say, well, I just don't know if I ought to pray for this. You know what? We ought to pray about it. We ought to pray about everything. Everything in life, we ought to bathe in prayer, whatever it happens to be in this world. We ought to. In expecting God's answer, we should also be willing to make whatever changes are necessary to receive his provision. Examples. Let me give you an example of this one. What about asking for a new job or a promotion at the job? Is that wrong? No. We must be careful not to settle for second best in our impatience. Sometimes people rush out and do that. Sometimes people do that with a mate. They start getting a few years, and they start thinking, well, you know, I'm going to lose out here, so I might, you know, I wanted Ms. Right, but I'm going to have to take Ms. Pretty Good. Don't be impatient. Pray to God. and God will respond. That's what he's promised. Now, like I said, it is important that we ask. But as I said, second, it's important that we be specific. Sometimes I think, and I appreciate people get up here and pray for the sick. But I appreciate it when we have someone call out their names. Doesn't it make you feel good to know that people call your name in prayer? It does me. And if you were sick, it would make you feel extremely better if you knew that someone lifted your name specifically before God. We generalize too much, I think, when we pray. I think sometimes, you heard me say this, but I think little kids sometimes have a better concept of praying to God maybe than we do, honestly. Be specific when you pray. And then anticipate an answer, thirdly. Do you really anticipate an answer when you pray? Or is it just something you're doing? You know, we pray in a lot of ways. We have all kinds of prayers. I've told you before. We have what was called the scare prayer. We get scared, we pray. You're walking alone at night and you're afraid someone may be lurking, and so you pray to God, help me get home, and that's a scare prayer. We have a dare prayer also. And that is, God, if you'll do this, I'll do that. That's the dare prayer. And then some people have what we call the flare prayer. You know, we use holy tones and we use all kinds of holy expressions, and you know, we think we're going to be heard for much speaking. That's the flare prayer. And then there is the care prayer. And that's where we really petition God in the right way. We ought to be praying people. You know, Paul, when I look at the Apostle Paul's life, Paul must have been a man given to prayer. Because he wrote so much about it. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, he says, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace that surpasses all understanding shall keep your minds and your hearts through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he does. He says, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. The reason I know Paul believed in prayer is because every letter that he started, whether it's in the book of Romans all the way down through the remaining books of what we call the Pauline epistles, I can tell you at some point in those books, Paul addressed the subject of prayer. And not only did he address the subject of prayer, he waited for God to answer. I wonder sometimes if we really put ourselves in a position to receive the answer from God. We're so busy. Like David said, we get so busy in our world that we have no time for God to really speak to us. We have to anticipate the answer. And as I've told you before, the answer is not always a positive one. Sometimes God says, no, we don't like that. But it's true. But then last of all, number four, we have to be patient. James writes about that also when he talks about being patient. You and I are an impatient people. And I know the reason we're impatient is because we live in an impatient world. People are busy. People don't have time for you anymore. You know, wherever you're going, it's always in a mad rush to get it done. And people place demands upon you constantly. That's one reason we don't have time to wait and just simply listen to the voice of Almighty God speak to our hearts. If you request something that isn't a part of God's plan, he will do one of two things. I want you to get this. He either will reveal that your desire doesn't fit in his plan for you. Now, you know, we're not very patient when that happens. We want to go back and say, now, wait a minute, God, can't you work this out? Can't you amend your plan? Sometimes our plan does not fit into God's plan, and God will reveal that to us. But at the same time, He will show us that there is something better that we can request of Him. The Bible says of God in the book of Ephesians 3 and verse 20 that our God can do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask, or think. The Bible said it's never even entered into the mind of man. Our eye has never seen it. He says our ear has never heard it. The glory that God shall reveal in us. God does great things through His people, folks. I'm telling you, He does. And He does it every day. And if we put ourselves in a position, first of all, to ask Him. Let me tell you, do something this week. When you go home tonight, you think of some need maybe that hasn't been met. God generally meets our need. But if it's some need that has not been met, maybe in your life or someone else's life, you pray about it specifically. You ask God. And you be specific and gut level with God. Not some kind of flippant dare prayer. But be specific when you pray. And be patient when you pray. And then anticipate an answer to the petitions that you bring before God. You know, it's gotten to the point sometimes, I think, in our busy, busy life that we don't even ask God until we have some kind of need. We never even go before Him just simply to thank Him and acknowledge Him for what He has done for us. We just take it for granted. Sometimes I think it'd just be nice, and just stop and think about this again. If you could put this on a parent-child relationship, what if the only time your kids ever came to you, they were coming to you asking you for something? How would that make you feel? Would it make you feel like you're just a pawn? Would it make you feel that you were just taken advantage of? But what if they come to you and say, Mom and Daddy, thank you for being good parents. Thank you for all you do. What does that make you want to do? Doesn't it make you want to do more for them? For some reason or another, I picture God as a parent in heaven. And we're His children. And that really is the way the Bible describes it. He's our Father. And our Father, sometimes I think, longs for us to just get in His presence and say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Without really asking for anything. It's not wrong to ask, but sometimes I think maybe our prayers ought to just simply encompass the gratitude and the thanksgiving in our heart for what our Father does for us daily. And He does so much. Rarely do we even ask God to forgive our sins unless we're here in the assembly. Sometimes we never really stop to think about our sins and our wrongdoings. And we just think they're going to go away. Maybe tonight as you think about your life and the relationship that you have with your Father in heaven, how long has it been since you thanked God, really thanked Him? Thanked Him that you were His child, that you were a part of His spiritual family. That He has given you His gospel. And thank Him that you have the hope of heaven. or that you need forgiveness of sins. Maybe tonight as you examine your own life, and certainly we all ought to do that from time to time and really do it more often than not. When we find ourselves lacking and perhaps standing in need of God's love and His forgiveness and the strength that only comes by our asking and being patient and waiting for God's response. Now, if you're not a Christian tonight, you can obey the gospel and become God's child, which puts you in a position to really call upon Him as Father. Isn't that a wonderful thing to call God Father? If you're here tonight and you want to obey the gospel by being immersed or baptized for the remission of sins, and God is ready to receive you for His child who is strayed and feels the need of rededicating, recommitting his life to God, and God stands ready to receive us when we sincerely ask. Let us stand.